Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is warm and pleasant, with bright sunshine lighting up Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. It's a great day to be outside and enjoy the fresh air. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran and Hamas step up West Bank attack plots, Israel warns. This comes from I-24 News just 40 minutes ago. Also, U.S. military attacked IRGC rocket launchers in Iran, senior official confirms. Explosions were heard earlier this hour on Larak Island, reports Ynet. Also this hour, the Mecca Pact is just a show. Israel's partnerships with the United States, India, and the UAE are very real, according to JNS. Separately, new lease of life for historic hotels as major renovations have transformed two hotels into luxury holiday havens in the Victorian town of Queenscliff, reports the Australian Jewish News from 3 hours ago. And finally, at least 25 kilometers from Tel Aviv, the new periphery index on the stock exchange includes 58 companies with a total value of 171 billion shekels, according to Israel Hayom Business. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 shared earlier that the Iranian Foreign Ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. In a post from earlier, Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli political figure, announced the expulsion of Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat, following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News, a widely followed news outlet, highlighted that Israel is expelling Dutch diplomats over a settlement ban, with Dutch personnel given 1 week to leave. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran and Hamas. I-24 News reports that Israeli officials have raised alarms over increased attack plots in the West Bank. Tensions are high as Iran and Hamas allegedly coordinate efforts to destabilize the region. This warning underscores ongoing security challenges for Israel. Turning to the U.S. military's action, Ynet details that American forces targeted Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps rocket launchers on Larak Island. This strike comes after weeks of silence, marking a significant escalation in U.S.-Iran tensions. The move signals robust U.S. commitment to countering Iranian threats in strategic waterways. Meanwhile, JNS reflects on the Mecca Pact's limited impact, contrasting it with Israel's significant partnerships with the US, India, and the UAE. The analysis suggests that while symbolic, the pact cannot overshadow Israel's practical diplomatic alliances. These partnerships bolster Israel's strategic position globally. Separately, the Australian Jewish News highlights renovations transforming two historic hotels into luxury destinations in Queenscliff. This development revitalizes the local tourism industry, offering new opportunities for travelers and boosting the regional economy. On the economic front, first, at least 25 kilometers from Tel Aviv, a new periphery index on the stock exchange features companies with a combined value of 171 billion shekels. Israel Hayom Business reports this development aims to boost investment in regions outside the central hub. Separately, Ynet Business shares a unique startup success story. Founders Leah Marcus and Yasaman Bakhtiar, who left their jobs to sell pickles, have seen their company, Hot Girl Pickles, soar to an $8.5 million valuation after a viral video. And finally, CTech reports that Israeli aerospace defense company ParaZero has secured its first U.S. government order. The Kfar Saba-based firm's stock surged by over 31%, reflecting strong investor confidence in its future prospects. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.